This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Bean Cooley. In the movies, the Marvel Comics universe of entertainment currently is represented by the phenomenally popular Avengers Endgame film, as well as by the much less successful new X-Men entry, Dark Phoenix. But the superpowered characters from Marvel Comics appear on television as well. Two TV series, Marvel's Jessica Jones on Netflix and Legion on FX, are both calling it quits after three seasons. Netflix just unveiled the entire 13-episode final season of Jessica Jones, and the last lap for Legion begins Monday. Both of them are better than most other Marvel TV shows and movies, and better than most other current television shows, period. Legion and Jessica Jones come from the more recent generations of Marvel Comics, featuring relatively obscure characters. Neither are superheroes in the conventional sense of wearing costumes or having secret identities, and both are battling inner demons as well as powerful adversaries. Yet even though they're technically comic book stories, these shows are impressively ambitious and surprisingly satisfying. Legion, which begins its final season Monday on the FX network, stars Dan Stevens, who played the ill-fated Matthew Crawley on Downton Abbey. He plays David, a young man who for years has been haunted by the voices in his head. It turns out he's a powerful psychic, and most voices were from the minds of the people around him. But one particularly sinister voice really was from within. It was the voice of another psychic power, who had taken up residence in David's brain like a mental parasite when David was just a baby, and had never left. The drama of Legion, so far, has been about David discovering those facts and ejecting and conquering his longtime adversary. But nothing in Legion is simple or predictable. The series began with David, hospitalized in a medical facility for a misdiagnosed mental condition, finding clarity and redemption after falling in love with a fellow mental patient, Sid, played by Rachel Keller. But now she's been trying to kill him, because she fears he's going to bring about the end of the world, and she could be right. David is the central character of Legion, but like Walter White in Breaking Bad, he may have broken bad. She doesn't know whether he's good or bad, and at this point, neither do we. Nor does a new character, a time traveler named Switch, played by first-time actress Lauren Tsai. And when she finally comes face-to-face with David, he's not sure either.
Do you believe in me?
What do you mean?
Do you believe that I'm a good person, that I deserve love just like everybody else?
Of course.
Because we can fix this world. All the bad things. We just gotta start over. I do. Go back, keep the house from being haunted. It's so important. Do you understand? It's not about a girl. It's about saving lives. Starting with mine. So we have to fix you, your powers. You have the skill. We just need to turn up the volume.
How do we do that?
I know a guy.
That's the basic premise of Legion as it builds to a conclusion. A powerful mutant infected by an evil force may or may not destroy life as we know it. Compared to the most recent Marvel movies, the plot is part Dark Phoenix, part Endgame. But Legion is more bold and entertaining and challenging than either of those big-budget, big-screen films. Created by Noah Hawley, who has hit home runs with all three seasons of his imaginative FX series Fargo, Legion uses visuals, editing, music, and sound better than almost any series on television. And I don't just mean any series now. I mean ever. I've seen the first half of this final season, and that's even more true than before. I watch Legion with the volume up, the lights down, leaning forward. This show is so much of a TV trip, its opening recaps of the previous week's episodes don't say previously on Legion, they say ostensibly on Legion. For something comparable as a TV experience playing with sound and images and reality and storytelling, you have to go back almost 30 years to the original Twin Peaks, or more than 50 to The Prisoner. Marvel's Jessica Jones isn't on that same level, but its characters are just as conflicted. Jessica, played by Kristen Ritter, who played Jesse's girlfriend in Breaking Bad, has super strength and agility, but uses those powers only as they come in handy in her job as a seedy private eye in New York's Hell's Kitchen. The final season of the series, available now on Netflix, has the same sort of unsettling character development as on Legion. Only in Jessica Jones, it's Jessica's similarly superpowered sister, Trish, who may be going over to the dark side, leading to an ultimate, intense example of sibling rivalry. Trish has meant everything to Jessica. Until, that is, the newly empowered Trish, played by Rachel Taylor, has killed the bad guy and plans to keep on administering her own lethal form of justice.
Look, if you don't like my methods, fine. But I know there is part of you that is relieved he's gone.
Not if it was you that did it.
And who was going to protect the people that he could hurt? You made it perfectly clear it wasn't going to be you. You've forgotten what it's like to feel afraid. The rest of us haven't.
I have never been more afraid than I am right now. Because I need you to turn yourself in.
The acting in Jessica Jones, as in Legion, is first rate. But it's the confident storytelling, the long game of a novel-like structure, that's really the strong suit of both these Marvel TV shows. And with Legion, its ability to play with television and to turn it into pop art, that's its secret superpower.